Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program, and we invite you to our website over at freetalklive.com. It's back online after having some technical difficulties earlier tonight. You can go there and actually control the content of the website. You submit different items to it, stuff you find online that you think is interesting or fun or exciting, stuff you think our listeners would enjoy. You submit it to the website, and then others can vote up or down. You get to vote as well. And the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site. Over at freetalklive.com, the top story right now is actually some lady who's running for a political office. Apparently, it doesn't really matter where it is, but she's running for political office in Minneapolis, actually. And she is very, very upset that these libertarians are showing up at the Republican convention and, you know, doing things that are not in line with what she believes the Republican Party should stand for. She's very upset. So it's just her blog post, but it's gotten voted up to the front and the top of the site at freetalklive.com. So you can go over there, head over, and enjoy all that. Here with you tonight is Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
Right back into your phone calls. William is in Dallas, Texas. William, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, I do.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, not a lot. First of all, I'd say you guys might be able to sell a CD or whatever with your chronic lyrics or songs. I heard y'all singing on the Tuesday.
Chronic.
Yeah, Mark wasn't here for this. We actually performed a Chronic Christmas Carol on the air on Free Talk Live Tuesday night. So
yeah,
you're saying we should cut a CD?
Yeah, I was a little nervous about it, you know, because I like you guys, and I was afraid you're going to make an ass out of yourself, and you didn't.
Oh, wouldn't be the first time.
But I'm thinking, sure anyway, it'd be kind of cool to download a few. It'd be funny to play to my friends and family in the car, and they'd be like, what is this?
I think that's a great idea. I don't know if I'm going to be able to be the person who can put that together, but maybe some activists are listening and they'll decide to do it, because it's not like anybody can't do it. The Chronic Carols are there at tools.freekeen.com. You can download the song sheet, and everybody knows the tunes. You can go grab a karaoke track for, you know, one of these classic Christmas carols and sing over top of it if you wanted to. I mean, anybody could, in theory, put that project together. So, you know, don't hold back there, William.
Yeah, that's a good point. I should put my money where my mouth is. but anyway, I heard a conversation that that Mark, I think it was Stephanie, y'all were talking about gun control and things.
Yeah, I don't know whether we were talking about gun control. We were talking about the value of having a firearm on one at a given time.
You know, and you're right about that. I mislabeled it. But, you know, Mark, I want to say that you gave me some things to think about. And I don't like to hear statistics that the guy I'm seeing personally, my emotions, I don't like to hear that the person with a gun might have the gun turned on them.
Yeah, it does happen.
And home invasion and or being on the street or whatever. And anyway, recently me and a couple buddies, we got our license to carry a gun, and once I took the course and everything, I took it very seriously, and it is a very serious subject, and I heard somebody else call in, and they were saying that maybe they almost feel like they don't want to carry a gun after taking the class.
Yeah, that guy, one guy could call in and say that.
Yeah, and I agree with him, and I want to say that you gave a pretty good alternative, because I've thought about this backward and forward. You know, if I'm in a situation where, you know, obviously if someone is attacking me, that's a whole different ball game. And, you know, but as far as, you know, intervening on, let's say I see someone getting beaten or attacked or whatever, you never know what situation you're walking up to. The person getting attacked the person who's getting attacked or losing or whatever, whose life is at risk that you're trying to protect. That might be a really bad person. There may be a very good reason.
Right, maybe they were attacking the first person, and then the tables got turned on them, and by the time you walk up on it, they're just getting beaten down by the guy who was innocent.
Yeah, and I've played this scenario out in my head a lot as far as trying to, well, not a lot, but, you know, I've tried to think about it, you know, like if I had a gun on me, one of my last resort would be pulling my gun out.
It needs to be the last resort.
Right, but...
Yeah, yeah.
is it always the last resort?
I don't
when you give a man
often.
A hammer, everything starts to look like a nail. So right. You got to have to
actually.
Be...
We have a. We're kind of lucky here, JJ. Yes. You stopped a robbery suspect or something like that. You were integral in catching a robbery suspect yes. a couple of years ago here in Keene,
uh-huh.
and you had a gun on you at the time. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And you didn't pull it.
No, I did break loose.
Tell us the story.
Well. Okay, to keep it brief, I was in the subway next to an apothecary, the store Apothecary in Keene, which is a drugstore. And I heard basically people saying, oh, no, he's got a knife. Stay inside. He's got a knife. And then so I went outside to investigate and saw I was like, I'm a man with a gun, so I'm going to go check this out. And basically I went outside to investigate, and by the time I got outside the subway, he was just bolting out the front door of the drugstore, and he had a garbage basket and a knife in his hands, and I saw that the knife looked clean. There wasn't any sort of blood on the blade, or mm-hmm. from just a split-second judgment call, he was running away. He was fleeing, so I didn't draw my firearm. I instead chased him down the alleyway, and there was a waiting getaway car with a couple of his friends inside of it, and they sort of peeled off. Literally, it was sort of like a movie where they get, and I just get the dust, like the exhaust smoke yep. coming out in my face or whatever. And so I got the number, but as we were running...
License plate number?
Yeah, I got the number, but as we were running, another gentleman saw us, saw me chasing him, and he got in his car that was in the same parking lot, tailed the guy, and gave directions to the Keene police, and the Keene police brought the guy around, and I was able to identify him. His mask had fallen off during... is running away, and he turned and saw me as I was gaining on him, so I got a good shot of his face, and it was very easy to identify him. And he basically pled guilty to the charges at the end of the story.
But one, and there's two sides to this story, right? Like, you know, there's the guy who didn't draw his gun and shoot somebody in the back and just, like, throw bullets all over the place, which is really
like the
great.
Cops did earlier this weekend, Keene.
It sounds like that in the story. It absolutely does. But at the same time, you probably wouldn't have gone out chasing after this guy, or it wouldn't have been as wise to go out and chase after this guy if you hadn't had a gun on you and felt like you had a certain level of personal protection.
Yeah, I think that definitely played a part. You know, former military, that sort of mindset, you know, I certainly wasn't afraid of my safety. And, you know, at that judgment call of watching the situation happen, you know, I saw that he was just fleeing. And, yeah, at that point I was concealed carrying, and at that point I had made it, I had my hand on the firearm, and I was, you know, making it fully displayed. And then he didn't even pay any attention. He was just focused on getting his drugs and getting to the getaway car.
Yeah.
William, any other thoughts you want to share?
Well, no, that's a very important thing. You know, the fact that the firearm gave and your training gave you the confidence, or you felt secure to pursue or intervene in some way.
Right.
And that's important, and I'm glad you brought that up, you know, because certainly you don't want to go chasing after somebody. And anyway, you don't want to have to do it anyway. But I will say this, Mark, you made a very good suggestion, or you or someone, about the having some kind of good taser. Particularly one that you don't have to touch the individual. And on that note, I'm looking at adding that to my little arsenal, because it comes down to it. You know, let's just come up with a scenario where some big giant dude is beating some smaller guy and looks like maybe to death. And again, I don't know what I'm coming upon. I don't know what situation I'm coming upon. And if it comes out to where I have to use force, it sure would be nice, but to use a taser instead of my gun.
Yeah, it'd be nicer to have that person be able to get up and go on with life later on.
People need to think about these things in the SEA training.
That's that actually, you know, because I did carry for quite a while before I had to actually sell that particular firearm because of rent needs and whatnot. But anyway, and there were a couple instances where there was a situation going on, and I just happened upon it. But it's like it diffused quickly, where I didn't have to actually react to it. But then, you know, you do think about that burden of, okay, well, you know, what's going to happen here? You know, that sort of, it does cross your mind as you're walking around caring, and there are certain things that happen around you. You know, you have to have this sobering sort of thought process about what, what are the possible outcomes of this situation.
William, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate you bringing that up. 855-450-FREE. Maybe you'd like to share your experiences, perhaps similar to JJ, where you had a firearm on you and it kind of changed how you approached the situation. 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI, toll-free line, Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that await you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
JJ is here courtesy, by the way, of some of his projects, including Freekeen TV at tv.freekeen.com. It's a weekly half an hour long news program and opinion, but news program that you and a number of other activists put together. Nobody gets paid for it. But it sure would be nice to be able to incentivize the show to get better. And you've been working on doing some a little bit of fundraising. The goal is certainly not lofty. It's $500 is what you're trying to raise to kind of take Freekeen TV to the next level. And that is a chip-in that you're running.
That's
over
right.
At tv.freekeen.com. Is that right?
That's right. I have a chip-in. It's sort of, and then a blog post I reprinted there that sort of explains what's going on, the current status, where we've come from, the upgrades that we want to see, and we had a meeting just after the last show, and we're definitely going to be doing more in-depth reporting that's going to hopefully open some minds and change some viewpoints, as well as promoting the show and getting more people to watch it and, just getting a bigger presence in this community.
So if you have been watching, because the Freekeen TV is a great window into the world of the activism scene, not just in Keene, New Hampshire, but also all across the Shire.
That's right.
And it's really just a great program. You guys have been working on it now for about a year. And if you've been enjoying watching Freekeen TV, then take a moment to go to tv.freekeen.com and chip into that, $10, $5, whatever you can, throw it in there, because it only takes a few people to get to that goal once people start throwing some money in. So if you've been enjoying the production, give them a little bit of a handout, or a hand up, if you will, over at tv.freekeen.com. But you also have your own production company that you put together. And that is Starfall Media.
Yeah, I basically have a YouTube channel, Starfall Media. Search me out on YouTube, and you'll see some demo reels. If you want any video work done, contact me, and we can work something out.
Now, Starfall Media on YouTube, one of the projects you're working on is the After Ron Paul campaign. And apparently you've upset some of the Paul bots out there with this.
Yeah, I guess some of the people, they don't understand the situation, and especially with video editing and producing something like this, a polished professional sort of message video, you need to start this well in advance of your intended release date. So, I have upset some people. They think, oh, well, why are you saying Ron Paul can't win? This is why he can't win, because you're already planning against them. And it's just like, well, for one, I'm in New Hampshire. The primary is over. So for two, I really don't think Ron Paul is going to get the nomination given the current, masterminds within the GOP and the current paradigm we're working within. And, there's been a lot more voter fraud claims made recently because, of his success, I think. So, but regardless, we want to target individuals that are Ron Paul supporters and show them the liberty projects and activism going on here in the Shire, and perhaps persuade them to either start the projects where they are or to move to the Shire and join in with others.
That's exciting, and I know that as soon as more is available on that, you're going to let our audience know how they can get involved, because the more that we can spread that concept of, well, what do you do after Ron Paul? Because there are going to be a lot of people out there who have just come across Ron Paul for the first time this year.
Sure.
And, they weren't around for the 2008 campaign, or maybe they still thought he was a crackpot back then or whatever. They didn't come across Ron Paul until now, so they may be brand new to the ideas of liberty. They certainly probably haven't heard of the Free State Project or the Shire Society. They don't know that this is going on, even though the Free State Project is like number 50-something in the top 100 libertarian websites out there. It's still pretty unknown in the movement, all things considered. And so to bring more attention to this idea of bringing more liberty-oriented people all together into the same place is really important, and that's what you're planning to do with the After Ron Paul campaign, is to have a nice, like you said, polished video, ready to roll, ready to go, and whenever you feel the time's right to pull the trigger on that and release it. That way, if Ron Paul is not nominated, then you'll be able to jump right on that the next day or the day of or whatever, and really funnel as many people who are going to be disappointed and are going to be searching for an answer, searching for the next step. You'll have that prepared and ready to go for them. So I think it's really a smart concept. Anyway, go to Starfall Media, search that on YouTube to get more of what JJ's been up to.
Are you looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com's family owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. You're going to get some of the best prices you're going to be able to find on name brand camping, hunting, and shooting gear. From anything on the internet. Go check out the website, and you can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from manventureoutpost.com. It's coupon code FTL at manventureoutpost.com.
We had someone call earlier tonight with a quick update on the Julian Heiklund case out of New York City. Federal court is where he was facing federal charges for distributing jury information, distributing information in front of a courthouse in Manhattan, where he was arrested, and he's been arrested at numerous courthouses for doing this, for trying to inform potential jurors of their right to use their conscience and vote how they feel about a law, not just the facts in the case. And they were going after him with some criminal charges, but now the news, according to tomorrow's news, apparently it says news from the future, April 20th is today. On the piece from the AP, a judge has thrown out charges against a man who urged jurors in multiple East Coast cities from Florida to New Hampshire to sometimes disregard the law and vote their conscience. U.S. District Judge Kimball Wood in Manhattan tossed the case against Julian Heiklund, saying the First Amendment protects speech concerning judicial proceedings as long as the speech doesn't prevent fair and impartial justice. She noted that the essence of the First Amendment is that falsehoods are better exposed through discussion than through suppression. Heiklund, who's a retired chemistry professor, was arrested and charged with a misdemeanor for repeatedly handing out pamphlets to people outside of a lower Manhattan courthouse near the World Trade Center site between October of 2009 and May of 2010, urging a practice known in legal circles as jury nullification. Now, to learn more about jury nullification, you can visit the Fully Informed Jury Association at FIJA.org. That's FIJA.org. The U.S. Assistant Attorney, Rebecca Mermelstein, had reminded Wood during oral arguments last month that Heiklund has also regularly distributed pamphlets in front of federal courthouses in Philly, Boston, Tampa, Alexandria, Concord, Springfield, Hartford, Albany, White Plains, etc. She called him a significant threat to the integrity of the judicial system. Let's put this in perspective. To the U.S. government's district attorney here, an 80-year-old man who quietly stands in front of a courthouse and hands people pamphlets is a significant threat to the entire so-called justice system. One 80-year-old man with pamphlets.
Yep. That's all it is. It's the ideas he carries are enough to bring down a lot of this court system and reduce a lot of the victimless crimes and the behavior sort of modification crimes. And just get rid of them together, and all you're left with are crimes that have victims, that have damages. And the court system can't sustain in this massive, this complex with that little bit of a revenue generation.
If one Julian Heiklund is a significant threat, can you imagine if we had 10 of them? 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. What does it take to get more elderly activists out there who are going to take the same kind of risks that Julian is taking? Because he has been arrested. He has been carted off. He has been hurt. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you will find on the site. Freetalklive.com, you can go and get signed up for news updates at news.freetalklive.com. We've got emailed updates, Twitter, Facebook. News.freetalklive.com will take you there where you can get signed up for free. And once again, news.freetalklive.com, 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number here tonight. With you, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
And we'll continue here with update on Julian Heiklin, who is definitely somebody who's a hero of mine. I had the honor of being able to introduce him at the last Porcupine Freedom Festival, which was pretty cool because, you know, He's awesome. I mean, Julian Heiklin is a really brave dude.
Well, yeah, he's earned the, what is it, superior threat or significant threat sort of status?
To the integrity of the judicial system, according to the judge, the assistant U.S. attorney, Rebecca
Marmelstein.
Well, for her to say that and the charges to be thrown out in the same sort of situation, I think that's kudos to Julian and kudos for that judge for... You know, having at least part of his
head screwed on, right?
The judge was not sounding good prior to this. There was a previous article that we'd read about this particular story where the judge didn't sound like she was a friend of Julian Heiklin's at all. In this case, she has ruled to throw out the charges against him and upheld the First Amendment. In his case, he was handing out jury nullification information.
Judges aren't supposed to be friends to either side, frankly. So... You know, I mean, it looks like she did the right thing.
She did. And, of course, is Julian Heiklin going to get any of his time back, any of his money back that he spent on defending himself?
If
probably not.
If the charges have been thrown out, he can sue.
Wood, by the way, wrote that the judge wrote that Heitland did not violate the law by handing out pamphlets discussing the role of juries in society and urging jurors to follow their consciences regardless of instructions on the law. She said the law would only be violated if Heitland tried to influence the action or decision of a juror on a specific case pending before that juror. And she's absolutely right, and that's why Julian Heitland should also never have been convicted of jury tampering down in Florida, where he's currently facing 6 months behind bars. He's already served several days, I think two or three weeks.
Were the charges dismissed with prejudice, meaning that it's now considered precedent and it can be used in the Florida case?
This is not made clear. In this particular case. In Florida,
it sounds like it was dismissed with prejudice by the statement there by Kemba Woods.
Yeah. Would that be precedent that you could use?
I wouldn't see why it wouldn't be.
You could try to use it.
She's got a statement right there.
New York versus Florida, though.
It's still case law.
Well, actually, excuse me, it's not New York. It's federal court. So, yeah, that in theory should be
case law.
Well, anyway, he is still facing trouble down in Florida where he was convicted of jury tampering for doing the same exact thing, handing out these flyers, which do not address a specific case. These are generic flyers about the idea of jury nullification and the concept. It's promoted by Fully Informed Jury Association at FIJA.org. It has nothing to do with telling a juror what to do in the case that they're on. Nothing whatsoever. And so good on Julian Heitland. I'm glad those charges got dropped. There's a little bit more here from the court. The judge wrote that the court's holding merely maintains the existing balance that federal courts have found between freedom of speech and the administration of justice. Attempts to tamper with a jury in order to influence the outcome of a trial or grand jury proceeding are still clearly prohibited. Heitland was representing himself in the case, but he did have a couple of defense lawyers, I guess, on standby counsel, who apparently did take over at one point and argued First Amendment issues before Wood. Prosecutors declined to comment, So there you go. That's the end of that story.
I love the prosecution's quote in this one. He represents a significant threat to the judicial system.
That's great.
That's crazy.
That's all, basically, and a lot of people talk about activism they can do. This is one of those sorts of activisms that isn't very in your face. It isn't very dangerous. It isn't sort of like you're not running from the police or anything like that. You're handing out pamphlets to individuals.
But you can still get arrested for it.
You can, of course. But as we've seen in several cases, you know, he's been how many times has he been arrested and found
a
not
dozen
guilty
or so,
or charges thrown out
frequently?
So there's a lot of case law that you could use. I don't know
in theory, but you got to be prepared for that, right? I mean, it's important to make sure people know that in this country, the things you think that are your rights don't actually exist, and they will be they will be taken away from you at a moment's notice. And so whenever you go out to do any form of outreach, no matter how benign it seems, you know, I'm just handing out flyers. What's the big deal there?
Handing out flyers on the steps of a courthouse.
You are not handing them out in the free speech zone. You're under arrest. I mean, this is serious. They actually have free speech zones at the courthouse in Orlando. They've got a taped-off area in the back courtyard where nobody goes, where they put you in.
Yep. Your rights exist only in the Bill of Rights.
Well,
you can't use them in real life.
I would sort of put an addendum to that statement, and sort of the free speech aspect is, it's not so much free speech, it's more the message that you're carrying. If you're going to go into society today, in this police state, and you're going to carry an anti-status quo message, an anti-state message, an anti, you know, stick your head in the sand and ignore everything around you and live in an illusion sort of message, well, you're going to get sort of some blowback.
You're going to be targeted.
Yeah.
For sure. And so just be aware of that. But I agree with you, JJ. This is, jury outreach is a good activist project. It's one that doesn't require a whole lot of people. You can do it with a handful of folks. Of course, the more you have, the safer you are, because you can have more cameras and things like that around, and numbers matter. But all that said, it's risky. And especially in places that are not New Hampshire. Now, here, we've had no problems. I've been doing jury outreach here.
The feds here didn't do anything. Just about every federal...
When Julian Heitland came here.
Yeah, when Julian Heitland goes to a federal courthouse, he almost always has trouble. Not
because he's almost always alone, because when he came here, there were 40 people that came out to support him. So numbers matter.
I don't think they even came out to say anything to him.
No, they absolutely completely ignored the crowd of people out in front of their building. So the other thing that I wanted to point out was I've been doing jury nullification outreach here for the last few years on a regular basis at the county courthouse, from which I'm now banned, but I'll still go out and do it because I can stand on the sidewalk. And the only thing that's ever happened to me is the cops came out one time and told us to not open the door for people. They said, don't be courteous. And so I went ahead and opened the door for them when they went back in because I didn't care what they said. And kept opening the door for people anyway. But that's the worst that's the worst that's happened to us here is the cops came out and made themselves look foolish. That's all. They left us alone. They never threatened us with jury tampering or anything like
that.
Well,
now we'll see what happens. Now with their knee-jerk reaction of banning people from various properties, you know, who knows it next time someone goes out, if they're with you. I mean, I wonder how many more banning by associations that are going
to
happen.
It's happened to Pete Ayer from copblock.org. He got banned because we were banned originally for singing in the parking lot to the bureaucrats and asking them questions and, you know, trying to hold them accountable on video. Pete Ayer never did any of those things in the parking lot. He didn't sing at the courthouse, and they banned him just because he walked up there with me one day. So it's a total targeting of activists is what it is.
And they went after Derek Jay for being on the sidewalk. They called that trespassing.
Well, they're going to show video, I think, that shows he was up by the front door.
Okay.
That's their claim, at least.
All right.
But the counterclaim is that there was someone there that was dressed like Derek Jay that day. So the question is, was it Derek Jay or was it somebody else? We may not actually get to find out because Derek is currently considering taking the plea deal because he's facing 14 criminal charges at this point. And he got
in. I understand why he would.
He got in way over his head. 855-453. Let's go to Helen, listening in New York and Ithaca to WNYY. Hello, Helen.
Hi. Good evening, you guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm calling from Ithaca. Hi.
You are.
And Ron Paul is, as we speak, he's here in Ithaca.
Oh, great.
He was at Cornell. Well, you know, I think you referred to me as Helen the Socialist.
No, that's how you refer to yourself.
But that's fine. We'll call you that if you'd like.
No, I didn't refer to myself as that. I heard people call in and refer to me as Helen the Socialist.
I think that's because you've called yourself a socialist in the past. So
we'll call you lovely Helen. Go ahead.
I lived in France and I thought that system. Okay. So anyhow, so I had to run an errand doing something. I have a very ill animal going to the vet school. And I wasn't planning on going. I didn't confront them. I was about to use the word confront. But I was just walking by the Ron Paul supporters who were in front of the Liner Rink, which is where the hockey games are played and people do ice skating and stuff. You know,
Helen, I want to hear the rest of your story about your interaction with the Ron Paul rally today. So stick with us. We'll bring you back. 855-453. That's the SACL, CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind in the remaining moments, which are next. It's Free Talk Live.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler Kenning Lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
They call it democracy.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
Four new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at cdbaby.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number here in the remaining moments, 855-450-FREE, allows you to take control of the airwaves. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
JJ.
And Mark.
And our number again, 1-855-450-3733. Join us over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that await you there. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll be able to enter different Amazons there at the shopping page. Once again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. You enter the Amazon of your choice, US, UK, Canada, and then get your shopping taken care of. And Free Talk Live got a cut of the purchase price. It's the same great Amazon experience that you're used to. It's just you're starting through our links at shop.freetalklive.com. We continue here and go back to Helen, listening in Ithaca to WNYY. Now, Helen, you said you just so happened to be coming by the location where Ron Paul was speaking to
you
today.
Walking through campus because I have a pet who's seriously ill, and I had to go to the vet school and get some stuff done. And that it was right en route because I walk a lot. So, and so I stopped and chatted with these people. They were very nice people. There weren't any protesters against libertarianism, but I'd say that I was talking to all of them, and we had a very, you know, positive talk. And it was mainly like 15 against one because there were about 15 of them. You know, and their talk wasn't going to start for 2 or 3 hours, so I'm sure more people showed up than 15. But, they're very against having some kind of health care system, and I can't understand that.
I think when you say they're against having a health care system, I think by that you mean a government-run health care system. I think most people support health care. It's just that they perhaps don't want to have the government force them to participate in something with which they disagree.
Yeah, but how else are we going to do it? Every industrialized nation has this single-payer system, or Medicare for All, whatever you want to call it. And
I think that might be one of the problems. The United States is the largest economy in the world by a good percentage, depending on how you you cut it up. I mean, some people say that China is going to eclipse the United States, but certainly not per capita. So the United States is the largest market. When you consider that the rest of the, that, you know, when government gets involved, innovation tends to die down. It's when you have a marketplace full of competition that innovation tends to increase.
Currently, well, I think competition breeds greed. You know, that's what the problem is.
You can call you know, self-interest greed if you want to, but certainly we all go to work in order to get paid. You know, and some people want to get paid more than others.
I'm not a lazy butt who hasn't worked.
No,
you know,
I'm not saying you are.
But these people, they're denying. People have died because of the decisions that these people in the insurance industry have made.
People have died. People die all the time in industrialized nations with single-payer health care because of decisions that governments make. And all you're doing is transferring the decision, the unpleasant decision, as to who dies. Sometimes people die simply because they can't pay.
Actually, like in Scandinavian countries, and I lived in France for a while, and they don't make those decisions.
It's maybe it's better in those countries, Helen, but there was a news story we were sharing the other day on this program about a 76-year-old man in Great Britain who was told by his doctor there that essentially he was too old to receive the surgery that he needed to help his terminal cancer.
As we are.
I'm sorry?
England is not the example. It's continental Europe.
Well, they do it in Canada as well. And, you know, just because you throw out there that Scandinavia is this perfect place doesn't mean it is, because you don't live there.
Don't put words. I didn't say no one is perfect.
But you made the statement that they're not putting people to death there, and you don't know because you don't live there. You're not tuned into the news, so you don't really know what's going on there. Right, Helen?
No, but there are stats, you know. What is the organization?
You think they're going to admit on paper the amount of times that they're sending old people to their death because they're not giving them treatment? You think when they don't treat someone, that shows up as a statistic?
Now you sound like a conspiracy theorist, because you really think that that's happening with people?
I just gave you an example of where it's happening in Great Britain.
It costs money to treat people, Helen.
Right. So
and if they don't, hold on just a second, Ian. You're yelling and it's frustrating. You know, it costs money to treat people. Some people are worth treating more than others. Do you want to give a full lung and heart transplant to a 98-year-old person? You're going to say no.
Well,
how long are they going to possibly live?
I would not give a heart transplant to Dick Cheney, and some person did that. So
right. So, I mean, you know, you're looking at somebody's making these decisions. Therefore, somebody's making a life or death decision. And the other point that I didn't get to...
Well, when you're dead, how can you decide? you can't talk it, you know?
What?
You know, you sign something on your driver's license and you say, I'm willing to be an organ donor. And I was an organ donor, but actually I stopped driving. So
how is that relevant to what we're discussing right now, Helen?
Well, you're talking about giving organs to people.
No, I don't think you're really understanding what we're talking about. In these countries where governments are in charge of health care, they have to make decisions because budgets are limited, and so therefore, well, how do we spend the resources that we have allocated to this healthcare system? People come in, they have problems. You've got somebody who's 35 years old, they have a problem, they're paying taxes, they're actively you know, paying into that system. You've got somebody who's 85 years old, they're retired, they're no longer paying taxes. So the system looks at that person as a liability instead of an asset. They don't look
All
at
right,
them
well,
as a human being that needs assistance, so they just tell this old person, well, we're sorry, but we're just not going to treat you, and good luck. Have a nice day. We're going to go ahead and treat these younger people who are taking care of us because they're paying money into the system. I don't think that's right, Helen, and I think that people should be able to get treatment regardless of what their situation, but the government one-size-fits-all system doesn't have that level of compassion.
And you're forgetting that the United States hasn't been this terrible place with people dying all the time. In fact, before the government intervention programs or the safety nets, a lot of private charities, churches, and various hospitals did their own sort of fundraising to help the poor people or to pay the bills. Or they didn't even charge them if they knew they couldn't pay. In fact, a lot of this whole outcry about health care is all started because the government got involved. Before the government got involved, before the government started making mandates, regulations, and then getting in bed with the insurance companies or whatever sort of money schemes that the politicians get their hands on, there was a lot of private charity that helped these people. But that's all overlooked by this this pie in the sky sort of philosophy that's touted about by a lot of people. A lot of people overlook the historical facts that this country didn't have people dying in the streets left and right. They had people taking care of people. It wasn't government taking care of people.
Yeah, you can't rely on charity. I mean,
No, you can. You are false. That statement you just made is false because past history, I just stated that that's what people did. Yes, they relied on charity. They relied on families. They relied on communities. They relied on churches. They relied on hospitals to just be generous.
Are you the expert historian, statistician? Like, I myself have never had to do this. I'm healthy. When I lived in France, I went to a doctor like twice in 4.5 years. So I paid more into the system than I took out. That's why we need a general system.
So you just don't really care what JJ's saying about how mutual aid societies existed and how people took care of each other.
I know I'm a caring person, and I'm assuming that you are.
It's those other people that aren't, right, Helen?
I mean, I've been on this planet long enough to know.
So you're a caring person.
Other people are greedy and selfish, and they will pay.
And this is really what it breaks down to. The difference between you and I, Helen, is that you don't believe in other people. You think they're evil and greedy.
I give them the benefit of the doubt.
It doesn't sound like it. You just said they're greedy.
No, I said some people are.
How many?
You can't always.
How many? What percentage?
Oh, I don't know. Should I go out on the street and count them?
I mean, statistics seem to be important.
You must think it's a significant percentage, right? Because you want to force everybody into this system. So you must think a significant percentage of people are likely to not help their neighbor.
It doesn't affect me personally. Like, my health is good and stuff. And I've paid more out than I... So I am a generous person.
How many people are not generous? How many people are a bunch of spendthrifts who will never help their neighbor in a time of need? How many people?
I know they are. I've worked in law and stuff. So I know that.
What percentage out of 100 people?
I want to make a point here, Helen. Giving money to the government to help other people for their stuff isn't generous because you've got to give it anyway. And wanting other people to give money to the government, that's not generous because it's not your money. Generous is giving money to private charities. That's what generosity is.
Or your next door neighbor or whoever it is that needs help. So how many out of 100 people, Helen, do you think are not generous and will not help their neighbors in need?
I have no idea, but you say you don't have confidence
go out on
in
a
the
limb.
Government. Why?
Go out on a limb.
No, this whole collectivizing, the fact that you see people as groups of people and you're a collectivizing sort of individual until you realize that everybody is an individual and that you should be talking about people as if they are individuals, you're never going to understand the current paradigm of life.
I think the underlying concern here is that people want, that Helen wants people taken care of. And I want people taken care of too. I'm just not convinced that one single payer health care is the way to do it.
I'm not convinced that using force on peaceful people is ever justified, and I never will be. Thanks, Helen. Appreciate it. See you tomorrow. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
JaxDice.com.
What if you could buy, sell, or make a deal?
JaxDice.com.
Turn into the House of Bronze.
JaxDice.com.
And what if you could watch ads and get paid for it?
JaxDice.com. JaxDice is for...